One of the features of the Seder Tefillah on the last day of Pesach is the fact that we say Yizkor after the Kriyat HaTorah, and indeed this is a characteristic of the last day of all of the Shalosh Regalim. It seems, in actual fact, that the original custom was only to say Yizkor on Yom Kippur. This is the only time that it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Taf Reish Kaf Aleph, Nilchot Yom HaKippurim. This is based on a Medrash that Yom Kippur is a day of Kapara, both for those who are alive and also for those who've passed on. And that's why it's appropriate to say Yizkor on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur being a day of atonement. But it doesn't seem obvious why it's said on the Shalosh Regalim. This was a later development. It seems that even on Yom Kippur, the main focus of Yizkor is Nodrim Tzedakah, that we commit ourselves to giving Tzedakah in memory and for the Zechut of those who've passed on. And seeing as on the last day of Yom Tov, we lane from Kol HaBachor, which is the has the parish of Matnat Yad, Ishka Matnat Yado, that every person will give what he's able to afford. So therefore, when we talk about making a donation as part of the laning on Yom Tov, so therefore it became a minhag also to give a donation as part of Yizkor on the last day of Yom Tov. This would indicate, of course, that in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't lane Kol HaBachor because they don't have this extra day of Yom Tov, then there's no real reason to have Yizkor on the last day of Yom Tov. So it's a minhag that sort of got borrowed from Chutz La'aretz. It's associated in Chutz La'aretz with the Kriyat HaTorah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's just set independent of the Kriyat HaTorah. But certainly it's not the original minhag to say Yizkor on the last day of the Shalosh Regalim. There are a couple of halachic points which are discussed by the poskim, even though, you know, essentially this is really, you know, a minhag without clear halachic guidelines. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel Seif Kaf Aleph, says that a person whose parents are alive should leave shul for Yizkor. And the Sefer Geshar HaChaim gives two reasons for this. One reason because of Ayin Hara, that people who've lost their parents might eye this person who's standing there smiling, relieved that he or she has got their parents. They might be eyed badly. And the other reason being because of Lotit Godad, you've got everybody in shul saying prayers in memory of those who have departed. And for somebody just to be standing around not davening is not necessarily appropriate. In Shelot Shuvot Tzitz Eliezer, Chelet Yud Bet Sif Lama Simon Lama Tet, he quotes a further opinion, a further explanation as to why those with parents alive should leave the Beit HaKnesset. More halachic consideration, making the observation that on a regular day, if a chatan is in shul on a Monday or Thursday, any day when one might be wanting to say an azkara or saying tachanun, the presence of a chatan there exempts the entire tzibur from saying such prayers. So on Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov for everybody. You've got people there who've got whose parents are alive. It's Yom Tov. Why should they have the service saddened for them, or why should they be permitted to sadden the service when they're present in shul? Kal vachomer from the chatan, and therefore you take out all the people for whom it's absolute yom tov ayita ach samayach, and let those who've lost their parents say yizkor. That's as a function of kibud av va'im. But if those whose parents were alive were still in shul, then it could be problematic for everybody else to be saying yizkor. A further point raised by the poskim is the question of whether or not a person in their first year of Aveilut should say Yizkor. Again, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is not to, out of a concern that there might be excessive crying during Yizkor this first year. However, the Geshar HaChaim disagrees with this and says that if anything, it's more appropriate to say Yizkor during the first year Than any other time, and that one should do so. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuvah Nivrot Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Dalad Simon Samach Aleph, also says this, that the correct practice is that even during the first year, a person should say Yizka. That's the guidance that I usually give people as well. A question that sometimes comes up is about lighting a Ner Zikaron, lighting a Yizka light or a Yotzite light on the day of Yizka. This isn't mentioned in any of the classical poskim, so it seems that this wasn't ever a minhag, even though some people do this. But there is a shail as to whether or not one can actually light this candle on Yom Tov. If you're lighting it on Erev Yom Tov, that would be one thing. So certainly on Erev Yom Kippur, it's brought down that you light Ner Neshama. But Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement for those who've passed on. But on the Shalosh Regalim, it's not brought down that any such light is lit. If it's lit on Erev Yom Tov, then it wouldn't be a problem. To light it on Yom Tov is a bit of a shayla about Havarash Elol Tzorech Klal. This is a Nesh, what we call a Nesh El Batala, a lamp that doesn't really have any use to it. The question whether or not it can be lit on Yom Tov. Furthermore, my pastoral experience is that very often people light a Yortzeit light for Yom Tov, and that defines the whole day for them. That this is a day of Yortzeit and a day of sadness and a day of remembering departed relatives. And indeed, it is important at the right times to remember departed relatives. But Yom Tov is a day of Vayita Ach Samech. It's a day of Simcha. And whilst the Yizka takes place on Yom Tov and is a characteristic of the Yom Tov Tefillah, it shouldn't define the whole day in that way. And I think very often having that Yortzeit light burning on Yom Tov overshadows, if a light can overshadow anything, but overshadows the real Simcha of the day, and therefore I think that it's in general inadvisable to light such a candle, both on halachic grounds and on simcha grounds, and just do what the Siddur says, to say the Yizka as printed in the Siddurim and Machzorim. Ad kan, moadim le simcha.